Hello guys, how are you? Thank you so much for tuning back into my podcast. This is Ropani. I'm definitely grateful for each and every one of you guys. Happy Sunday. I hope you guys are happy and getting some sunshine today, getting that vitamin D. I know we all need it to help replenish and maintain that energy within us. You guys, I'm very, very grateful for everything that's been going on in my life. I did take some time off to kind of rebuild and just like heal for a little bit. I took like 2 weeks off, so I haven't posted anything, but I'm so glad to be back and to keep this going, okay? Remember, you guys, nothing is is final here, so if you guys need to take a break, always make sure you love yourself first and you're kind to yourself and you forgive yourself and you have compassion for yourself, because, you know, this is a journey, life's an experience, and we're all doing this together, okay? So, you guys, I am so glad to continue making some episodes for you guys to help you guys with your healing journey, as well as some tools that helped me along with my healing journey, okay? Alright guys, so I am going to go ahead and give you guys a few minutes to do what you normally do. Go ahead and like, subscribe, share my content, you know, do your monthly subscriptions if you have to. That helps me out a lot, you guys. I am forever grateful. Thank you so, so much. And yeah, so guys, like last time I did mention that I had a Reiki session. And I kind of just wanted to go ahead and go over what Reiki is and how that helped me along my healing journey as well. Excuse me. So what is Reiki? So Reiki is a Japanese technique for like stress reduction and relaxation that promotes healing. So we're all made out of energy. So Reiki is basically working with our energy systems in our bodies. So one of the quotes that I kind of wanted to share with you guys was from Albert Einstein. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It can only be changed from one form to another. So we're all energy beings out in this world, and we cannot be destroyed. So we just go from form to form to form. We're just recreating that energy into a different form. So if one's life force energy, so like if your energy is kind of low, then you're more likely to get like sick or stressed or depressed. Or if your energy is high, then that means that you're happy and you're healthy. So the word Reiki is made from like two Japanese words, Rei, which means God's wisdom or a higher power, or ki, and ki, which means life's force energy. So Reiki is actually just meaning spiritually guided life force energy. So the treatment is, it's wonderful. So you don't really feel a lot as you're going through a Reiki treatment. So basically, there's like a radiant glow of energy that's around your body. And what the Reiki healer or Reiki master does is move that energy around your body and just see what's like going on with your seven chakras, to see what's going on with your energy within you. So your seven chakras are your energy points in your body. And I did mention that last time, but I will make a podcast about like the chakras and where they're located and what you can do to unblock, or just anything about your chakras. So with Reiki, your chakras are what's usually being worked on, and your chakras does send messages to the healer or the master about what's going on with your life or with your energy. So the Reiki usually treats the whole person, including your body, your emotions, your mind, and your spirit, creating many beneficial effects that, you know, can get you to relax, make you feel at peace, as well as security and well-being. So Reiki is really, really simple, and it's natural and safe, and it's a safe method for like spiritual healing as well as improvement for your health, for you and everybody around you. So that's a little bit of like the background about Reiki and where it came from, and about a little bit about energy, as well as how to treat, you know, yourself using Reiki. So at this moment, I kind of wanted to just go ahead and share a little bit of a story about my Reiki journey and experience when I got it done. Okay, so I arrived at the session. I was so excited that day, you guys. Like, I watched a ton of videos. Like, I stayed up all night on YouTube learning about it, just reading about it, just like hearing other people share their experiences with Reiki and the benefits and everything. So I was so ready to get this experience, you know. So I drove around town looking for the place. It was kind of hidden, so like but like the healer kept in contact with me. So I arrived at the session and I greeted the healer, and I was just so excited. I knew this was going to help me with my healing. I knew this was, you know, something that I needed to experience, just to see it, just to have a vision of like what I want with my life and what's going on with my life. So I was extremely excited. Like, the whole day I kept thinking, today my life is going to change. Today my life is going to change. Like, I was just so excited. Like, I felt like I could see the whole experience already before I even got there. So as soon as I arrived, like, she walked me back to the room, and like, I just kept expressing to her how excited I was to get this done. And I told her it was my first time, and like, just my energy was just radiating in the room, and she was excited too. And we were both like just feeding each other's energy, which was so beautiful. So she asked me to lay down on the table. Like, there was like a nice blanket on the table, and she asked me to lay down, and I got comfortable. She asked me, you know, if I wanted to use the blanket and get comfortable. It was totally optional, so I told her I was gonna use the blanket. So I got inside and I just laid there, and she just told me to relax and just, you know, close my eyes, and she was gonna get started. So I, you know, followed directions. It was, you know, it was so nice. I felt so comfortable and relaxed. So she started explaining what she was going to be doing and how like the energy centers work, and just basically everything she was going to be doing. Like, she explained to me beforehand, so like, I knew what I was expecting. So she went ahead and got started. She closed the door, dimmed the lights, made it really serene and beautiful. And she started playing sound bowls, and she started playing really nice meditative music in the background. And I just felt at peace. Like, I even forgot about like the outside world for a second. I just felt like I was somewhere else. Like, I was just zoned out. I just felt so at peace and relaxed. And she went ahead and stood above my head, and my eyes, they were shut immediately. And she barely placed her hands like over my head, and I automatically just felt heat, like a lot of heat above my head. And I honestly felt it for like 10, like the whole experience. Like, I felt like she only did it for like 10 minutes, but like, it was a whole hour, like a whole hour and a half had passed. And Like, I didn't even, like, I was so zoned out, you guys. Like, I don't even remember a lot of what happened. Like, I felt like I really felt like my body was asleep, because like I was snoring like you wouldn't believe. Like, I was so passed out, but I felt like I could still see her doing stuff, and I still felt her doing stuff. Like, it was I can't explain it, really. Like I felt like I was asleep and awake at the same time, and I could see her, moving around my body, and I could feel like heat traveling down my body. Like, it was just the craziest thing. Like, I don't, it was really, really, really beautiful though. Like, I loved it. And by the time she like woke me up, an hour, had already passed by, and even a little over, and she sat me down and shared with me the downloads that she had received. So, like, which was really, really cool. She shared with me that my crown chakra, my throat, my sacral, and my root chakras were all blocked, meaning that my crown chakra is what you use for to like connect with the spirit world, and like to connect with the higher power. And that was blocked because I think way too much, and I'm always in my head and in my thoughts, and I always have a hard time letting go. Which was funny because my sister and I, we were sharing one day that we were actually watching, we're obsessed with this reality TV show called Hoarders, and we both had like a light bulb moment go on. We were just like, wow, we're kind of like them, but like an opposite. Like, these people like to hoard materials. Like, they like to hoard things in their house. Like, they liked, like, they just like clutter around where they can see it. But like, for us, we shared that we're kind of like that, but like in our heads. Like, we have just so much junk, so many thoughts, so many this in our head. Like, our head is always constantly blocked because we just store so many things, so many memories, so many, like, everything is in our heads. But like, if you see our home, our house, we like to keep it so clean, so organized. Like, we have no problem letting go of materialistic things. Like, yeah, our outside, our physical is spotless, but like inside, it's a lot. It's a lot. So I kind of, agree to that. Why my throat, my crown chakra is, it's blocked because, yeah, there's a lot of thoughts and a lot of letting go that I needed to do. So, the healer also, she also saw an image or like a download of me telling my friend that I have receipts in my argument, which was really, really funny too, because I did have like an argument with one of my friends last summer, and I was telling him that I always have receipts. Like, I'm always so proud of saying that I have receipts, so then, I'm never proven wrong because I don't like being wrong. So, I always want to be in control of like my emotions and like my situations, and so like always saving things, like having receipts for things, is kind of like my weapon. So that's, I love that, she saw that, because it's not something that I should be doing or should be using against people. So like, having receipts is something that I needed to let go of, because people make mistakes. Like, I act like having receipts kind of makes me feel like I want to be perfect. Like, I can't mess up. You can't, like, people make mistakes, and like, I need to let go of certain situations and certain, problems in my life that I can't control. So like, having receipts, like, things change all the time. Having a receipt, does not mean that I'm right or they're right. Like, I don't know why I was doing that, but The next thing was my throat chakra is blocked because I've had a hard time like expressing my true emotions, and I have always suppressed a lot of things that I should have said. Like growing up, I've always been told to keep quiet. I have never been able to express how I felt. I got laughed at a lot as a child, and like I got bullied a lot, and I never even felt comfortable like asking my parents for my needs and wants. Like when I went through like a lot of depression, like I never felt comfortable telling adults that I lived with all my traumas that occurred in my life. Like I remember like during middle school, maybe high school mostly, like I secretly used to talk to my counselors and therapists when I was in so much distress, like but it was never consistent, because like I don't know, like I always just felt guilty because I felt like I was like snitching. I was like, you know, I always felt bad for like expressing that I was not happy, that I was hurt, that I was in trouble. Like I always just felt guilty about it. So like it wasn't until like my senior year of high school, like I had a total mental breakdown. Like I was in so much distress. I felt like I was losing myself. I was crying nonstop, like day and night. I felt alone. Like although I was surrounded like with my family and friends, I was in so much pain. I couldn't even explain. Like it wasn't physical pain. Like it was just pain. It was very mental. Like I felt like I was at a war with myself, and I kept losing, and I just kept losing and losing. Like all I did was cry and cry and cry, and the tears were just nonstop. Like when I was asked what happened that day, like I was that day, like when I lost it, I was supposed to go pick up like my older sister from work, and I went to, you know, I went to go ask my aunt for her car keys so I could go pick up my older sister. And she, like, I looked like I'd been crying. And when she asked me what was wrong, like, I couldn't even speak. Like, I just started crying again. And, like, the tears were just nonstop. And so, like, she just said, "You're not going anywhere. Crying like that, you can't even see." So, like, she told my uncle, and my uncle had a visitor that day. So he sat with me in the living room, and you know, he was asking me what was wrong and what happened. And like I started telling him what happened, and I told him that I, you know, I had been seeing therapists as well, and he was not happy about that because I chose to trust other people rather than my own family. So like I always felt like whenever I expressed myself, it was never heard or validated. And so I always saw myself as a victim, and I blamed all those people for my pain and suffering. So the healer, she believes something wonderful is happening with my voice once my throat chakra is fully activated. And I am so excited for when that day arrives, or I believe it's already happening. So like, all I have to do is just be more communicative and honest, and just always speak for myself. And my sacral chakra, I believe as well. And I haven't been able to be creative or believe in myself or in my capabilities for a while. So like I was always dependent on others. Like I got comfortable like other people doing things for me all the time. And so like I always like when like I lost control, like I never thought about like the future. Like I always just lived in the now, and I just wanted to have fun now. Like I was very, very like nonchalant. Like, I did not really care well for others or myself to begin with. First of all, yeah, because if I can't care for myself, I can't really care for others, you know? So, I was very, very hypersexual as well. And like, my sacral chakra, like, there's going to be way, like, more podcasts, more episodes that I could, you know, show you guys how to, like, unblock your sacral chakra so you guys could be able to, you know, let you unleash your creativity, unleash your capabilities. So, my sacral chakra was blocked for a while, and as soon as, you know, I unblock it, there's going to be miracles that are going to be happening. So that's some things that I've been working on as well with my healing journey. So so with my root chakra, I believe that's been, like, that's something that I haven't really paid attention to growing up as an adult now, mostly because your root chakra is the root of your chakras, like your first chakra. It's a little bit different because some people believe the root chakra is your first chakra, or some people believe that your crown chakra at the top is your first chakra. But, like, I believe the root is your first chakra because that sets your foundation. Well, for me, I believe that it sets the foundation. That's where I feel stable and that's where I feel safe. So my root chakra, I believe, you know, her saying that it was blocked because ever since I was little, I've never really had stability in my life. Like, I moved around from home to home around. I changed schools often, even when I was in Africa. Like, I moved schools all the time, so I was never really stable, and I was constantly making new friends all the time, meeting new people, and all of that behavior just transferred over to my adult life. Like, I still used to move around, move homes all the time. Like, I used to, you know, move jobs all the time. Like, I just, that stability just kind of, like, instability just kind of, like, shifted over to my adult life. So, like, that's something that I became aware of. Like, you know, it's just a repeat cycle from, like, the decade before. So that's something that she kind of pointed out, and I agree 100% because it was crazy to me how she just saw me and felt my energy and just knew, like, so much about me and the things that I needed to be aware of and the things that I needed to change and work on. So I'm very grateful that I had the chance to go. I'm very grateful that I got to experience that, and I would love to continue experiencing it as well as be able to do it myself. Like, that was something very, very beautiful. I felt very safe. I felt very comfortable. I felt, you know, very secure. Like, it was just something wonderful, something very magical. And I would continue to go, and I would definitely recommend it. And yeah, so Reiki, like, it's not taught in the usual sense. So, like, if you're like somebody like me, if you wanted to learn how to do Reiki yourself, so you could learn that yourself. It's not, like, taught in a classroom or anything like that. So there's, like, Reiki classes that you can take, and the ability to do Reiki is passed down during an attunement, which is given to you by a Reiki healer, and it allows the student to, like, tap into unlimited supply of the energy, the life force energy, and you could actually start improving your own health, your own quality of life, as well as people around you, including animals as well. So while Reiki is, like, spiritual in nature, it's not a religion. It has no dogmas, so there is nothing you must believe in order to learn or use Reiki. So Reiki comes from God. It is not dependent on a belief at all, and it will work whether you believe in it or not. So While Reiki is not a religion, it is still important to live and act in a way that promotes harmony with others. And yeah, guys, so that was mostly about Reiki. And yeah, so that was just a little bit of the background about Reiki and my experience with it, as well as just a little bit of facts about Reiki. So I wanted to go ahead and end the podcast with a short saying from the founder of Reiki. It's something that you could, you know, affirm to yourself every single day as well, just to have a more peaceful, more harmonized day. Okay, so the secret art of inviting happiness, the miraculous medicine of all diseases. Just for today, do not anger, do not worry, and be filled with gratitude. Devote yourself to your work. Be kind to people. Every morning and evening, join hands in prayer. Pray these words to your heart and chant these words with your mouth. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for being patient and listening with me. And I hope, you know, you guys were able to get the gems, the wisdom that you guys needed from my Reiki session, as well as the Reiki background. If you guys have any questions or anything, my contact information is all listed with my podcast as well. You guys, thank you so much. And just remember, you can always just reach me on here. Once again, I do not have social media, so my information is on my podcast on Spotify as well as Anchor. I definitely appreciate you guys so much. And remember, guys, be kind, go out in nature, feel the sun, feel the wind, listen to what nature has to tell you. I appreciate you guys very much. Love and light. Enjoy your week.